stay connected to the world around you, KPBS brings you trusted news, compelling stories, and in-depth reporting every day. Wherever life takes you, KPBS is here, on the radio, online, and on the go. Discover more at kpbs.org.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Tuesday, August 26th. A complaint has been filed against SDPD Chief Scott Wall. More on why, but first, the headlines. Classes are starting up again this week at Cal State San Marcos and also at the campus we broadcast from, San Diego State University. SDSU once again set a record for its number of incoming freshmen, topping the previous record set last year at more than 6,600. Those students were chosen from roughly 95,000 first-year applicants. We should note that KPBS is part of SDSU, but the KPBS news operation maintains editorial independence from KPBS executives, SDSU, and donors. San Diego's Miramar Community College just yesterday welcomed 43 students into its bachelor's degree program in public safety management. It's the latest in a trend of two-year colleges offering four-year degrees in California. Since 1976, the college has been home to the San Diego Regional Public Safety Institute, which provides training for first responders. Of the 43 enrollees in the inaugural degree program, almost all are working professionals in law enforcement and public safety. You now need to pay to park at metered spots in some parts of the city of San Diego on Sundays and later into the day. This past Sunday, the city started charging on Sundays in PB and along El Cajon Boulevard. They also extended each area's hours by 2 hours. So for PB, you now have to feed the meter until 10 p.m. and till 8 p.m. on El Cajon Boulevard. Uptown and downtown will follow suit later this month and into September. The additional revenue is expected to help pay for street, sidewalk, and other infrastructure improvements. Any vehicles with a disabled placard or license plate will continue to be able to park at meters throughout the city for free. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Start your day with Morning Edition and wind it down with All Things Considered. Only on KPBS. From global headlines to local stories, stay informed, inspired, and connected. Tune in daily or listen anytime at kpbs.org.
San Diego Police Accountability Advocates are calling for the removal of San Diego Police Chief Scott Wall. They're accusing him of misconduct and abuse of authority. Community activist Tasha Williamson filed a complaint against Wall with the State Commission on Peace Officer Standards and Training, or POST. KPBS contacted the police department for comment. It did not immediately respond. POST says all complaints received are forwarded to the employing agency for investigation. Meanwhile, a San Diego County supervisor is calling for major changes to how the county oversees law enforcement and youth detention facilities. Health reporter Heidi DeMarco says the proposal is aimed at strengthening transparency, accountability, and dignity in county detention facilities.
Supervisor Monica Montgomery Stepp says reform is not just about safety inside facilities.
People incarcerated in our jails are still members of our community, deserving basic dignity and the full protection of their constitutional rights.
The reform calls for expanding the Citizens Law Enforcement Review Board's authority to not only investigate deputies, but medical staff in case of in-custody deaths, and to phase out the use of pepper spray.
No child should be sprayed with chemical agents in the name of discipline or control.
The proposal also seeks to reduce the use of solitary confinement, trauma-informed de-escalation training, and a new subcommittee to review juvenile facilities, which would include Montgomery Stepp and Supervisor Paloma Aguirre. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
Change is coming to Claremont. San Diego City planners recently released a draft update to the Claremont Community Plan. It would rezone many of the neighborhood's strip malls and shopping centers for higher density housing. But Metro reporter Andrew Bowen says in western Claremont, by the Blue Line trolley stations, the neighborhood would remain mostly unchanged.
So right now we're standing in the Home Depot shopping center. What I'm seeing right now is a lot of empty parking spaces.
Ian Grooms is a lifelong resident of Claremont. We meet at a shopping center at Genesee and Balboa Avenues, where city planners are proposing what they call a community village. Acres of asphalt could be replaced with a mix of apartments, retail, offices, and public plazas. Grooms is all for it.
I think it's important for us as a city to turn underutilized parking spaces into possibilities. There are so many people who can't even afford to live in Claremont. They can't afford this million-dollar neighborhood.
Grooms developed an interest in urban planning after watching his neighbors rise up in opposition to a number of affordable housing developments in Claremont. We see one of them just across the street.
So many people were concerned about that development. They were concerned that it was going to, you know, ruin the character of our neighborhoods. And then what is it doing? It's actually providing a roof over people's heads. It's allowing people who are at risk of homelessness to have a home at night.
Despite all the additional density proposed for central Claremont, the vast majority of the neighborhood would still be zoned for low-density single-family homes, including right across the street from the Blue Line trolley.
I feel it's more of a political capitulation than it is smart policy making.
Nicole Kapritz is executive director of the nonprofit Climate Action Campaign. She recalls more than a decade ago, San Diego was debating whether to allow taller and denser development around the future trolley stations in Western Claremont. Taxpayers were spending $2 billion extending the Blue Line, and the city wanted to let more people live within walking distance. But the backlash from homeowners was fierce.
People's belief in the worst case scenario from their perception sort of drove the conversation. And I think then it made the city uncomfortable and nervous and kind of shrink back.
Kapritz appreciates the small pockets of density the city is proposing immediately adjacent to the trolley stops. But she says it's not enough. San Diego has one of the most popular light rail systems in the country, according to national ridership data. Banning apartments or even townhomes just a 5-minute walk from that transit doesn't make sense to her.
The city has goals around housing, which they're nowhere close to meeting. The city has goals for how they're going to reduce carbon pollution, which they're nowhere close to meeting. And we have this deepening affordability crisis. And so when you marry all of these challenges, the city can't really respond with small fixes.
The debate over transit-oriented development is not isolated to Claremont. State lawmakers, frustrated by the slow pace of home building, have proposed SB 79. It would overrule local zoning to allow apartments of up to 6 stories within a quarter mile of a trolley stop.
We need more affordable housing in California, but Senate Bill 79 is not the answer.
This video from a group called United Neighbors shows AI-generated images of towers popping up in suburban neighborhoods.
SB 79 will impact everyone, everywhere. We don't need to ruin the neighborhoods we have to get the affordable housing we need.
We have valleys and different topography that only local people know.
Marcella Bothwell of Neighbors for a Better California says local planners know better than state lawmakers what their communities need.
When you're in Sacramento, you don't know what's going on the ground. You don't know the topography. You don't know the conditions or concerns. And so you have to listen to people who are living there.
I distinctly remember coming to this parking lot to pick out my Christmas tree every year.
As Ian Grooms enters the workforce, he's left wondering whether his life in Claremont will become just a childhood memory.
For me, as somebody who just graduated college, it's extremely important for me to find an affordable home. I can't afford many of the homes in our region. And for me, this is about making sure that I can live in the city that I love and in the community that I love.
The Claremont Community Plan update is expected to go before the City Council in the fall. SB 79 awaits a vote in the State Assembly. Andrew Bowen, KPBS News.
This year marks the 25th anniversary of In the Mood for Love. The art house classic will be playing at Digital Gym Cinema through Thursday. Cinema junkie Beth Accomando has this tribute.
In the Mood for Love turns 25, and it's only grown more intoxicating with age. Hong Kong filmmaker Wong Kar-wai compares his films to jam sessions improvised on the spot.
I'm the band leader. I'm just keep everything in tune already.
He starts with just an idea and writes dialogue on the set as he shoots. Sometimes he leaves a scene completely free of dialogue, says actress Maggie Chung.
But he's just constantly suggesting to the audience what's going on between them, and it leaves a lot of space for the audience to imagine the rest. You feel you're an outsider, that you're like peeping into the story of these two people.
In this case, two characters move into the same apartment building on the same day. Later, they discover that their spouses are having an affair with each other.
You feel these two are very lonely people, and what brought them together was the big crisis in their life, and that other person is the only person that they can share it with.
Wong's films are romantic, but never sentimental. They sweep you up in a rapturous style while exploring aching desire and the possibility and impossibility of love. Immerse yourself in this world while it's on the big screen at Digital Gym Cinema. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
San Diego Zoo officials have said the past 2 weeks have been one of their most challenging periods in recent memory. On August 14th, Kaluk, a 24-year-old polar bear, and Nikki, a 28-year-old Maasai giraffe, were euthanized after mounting health problems. 4 days later, the zoo lost Maka, a 30-year-old gorilla, after a cardiac event. Artist Paul Jimenez of Ground Floor Murals decided to honor them with a new mural.
These animals in particular have brought me a relationship with my mom. They've given me more reason to care about the planet. They've given me knowledge and excitement. Hopefully this isn't my way of paying them back, you know.
Jimenez finished the mural in just 8 hours. You can find it at 17th Street and Market in East Village. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
From El Centro to everywhere, we're Voices del Valle.
Voices del Valle?
Voices del Valle is a teen-produced podcast about coming of age in California's Imperial Valley.
I love Voices del Valle.
On the next episode of Voices del Valle, we will talk with teens about their cheer and soccer championship seasons. I've got to listen to that. Voices del Valle, fresh voices, bold stories made in the valley.
Voices del Valle, find us on KPBS or wherever you get your podcasts.